The meaning of Easter, three examples from Jesus. Jesus brings Lazarus back to life. A friend of Jesus named Lazarus was sick and about to die. The sisters of Lazarus, Martha and Mary, sent word to Jesus to come and heal him. But he stayed where he was 2 more days, saying to his disciples, "The final result of this sickness will not be the death of Lazarus." This happened in order to bring glory to God, and it will be the means by which the Son of God will receive glory. All could believe that God sent his Son Jesus and gave him authority over death. Jesus told his disciples he was going to Judea because Lazarus had fallen asleep, and he was going to wake him. The disciples reminded Jesus that the people in that area wanted to stone him, and if Lazarus was just sleeping, he would wake up. So Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, but for your sake I am glad that I was not with him, so that you will believe." Lazarus had been buried 4 days when Jesus had arrived, and many Judeans had come to comfort Martha and Mary. When Martha heard that Jesus was there, she went out to meet him while Mary remained in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask him for." "Your brother will rise to life," Jesus told her. "I know," she replied, "that he will rise to life on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she answered. "I do believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." Then Martha went back and told Mary that Jesus was asking for her. She hurried to meet him, and the people who were there followed her. She met Jesus with the same words, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." And the people that followed her echoed the same words. Scripture says, when he saw her crying and heard what she said, he wept too. But the scripture also says that he was troubled in spirit because of their unbelief. Jesus asked where Lazarus was buried and had them remove the large stone covering the cave. Martha told Jesus that there would be a bad odor because Lazarus had been buried 4 days ago. Jesus said to her, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believed?" Then Jesus looked up and said, "I thank you, Father, that you listened to me. I know that you always listen to me, but I say this for the sake of the people here, so that they will believe that you sent me." After he said this, he called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." He came out, his hands and his feet wrapped with strips of linen, and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." This reading is found in the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 11, verses 1 through 44. Many people who saw what Jesus had done put their faith in him, and some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. The Pharisees plotted to kill Jesus, and even Lazarus, because they worried that the Roman authorities would take action to destroy the temple and the nation of Israel. This reading is found in the New Testament book of John, chapter 11, verses 45 through 57.